This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa, and I'm here again to do a spotlight podcast on another huge tax break that is just around the corner, the Water Efficient Products Sales Tax Holiday. Today, I have Jerry Paredes, a tax specialist from Tax Policy, to review all the exemptions of this holiday. How are you today, Jerry?
I'm doing great, Melissa. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
The previous Spotlight podcast, we talked about Texas Energy Star sales tax holiday. If I'm remembering right, is the Water Efficient Product sales tax holiday also during Memorial Day weekend?
That is absolutely correct, Melissa. The Texas Energy Star and Water Efficient Product sales tax holidays take place during the same time, Saturday, May 26th through Monday, May 28th, which of course is Memorial Day weekend.
Talk about a shopping weekend. That's two sales tax holidays in 3 days. Okay, but this Spotlight podcast, we're focusing on the Water Efficient Product sales tax holiday, right?
That's right. And you know, these hot Texas summers sure do make saving water especially important.
You don't have to remind me. All right, Jerry, during this holiday, what can I buy?
Well, Melissa, there are two categories for this holiday. WaterSense products that display the logo, and certain water-conserving products.
Okay, what do you mean exactly by WaterSense products that display a logo? What does that mean?
I'm really glad that you asked that. WaterSense is a voluntary partnership program sponsored by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, commonly known as the EPA. The WaterSense label makes it easy to find water-efficient products that meet the EPA's criteria for efficiency and performance.
Okay, Jerry, but how much water do these products really save?
You know, Melissa, you'd really be surprised. WaterSense labeled products are certified to use at least 20% less water.
20% less water? Wow, that's amazing.
You know, it really is. And everyone can buy WaterSense labeled products tax-free during the holiday, and these products can be used for commercial or residential use. But the next category, water conserving products, do have some restrictions.
Restrictions? Well, I guess, Jerry, what kind of restrictions are we talking about?
First off, unlike WaterSense labeled items, these items are only exempt when you buy them for use at your residential property.
Wait, hold on, Jerry. I'm a little confused. Let's review some stuff just to make sure I'm clear. The WaterSense labeled products are exempt during this holiday and can be purchased for use on commercial and residential properties. Is that right?
That's right, Melissa.
Okay, and then you said certain water conserving products are also exempt during this holiday only if purchased for your residential use. Is that right?
Right again, Melissa. Wow, you sure are on a roll.
All right, great. Thanks. Now I get it. So what are some qualified water-conserving products for residential use?
To be qualified to be purchased tax-free during the holiday, the items must be used or planted for conserving or retaining groundwater, recharging water tables, or decreasing ambient air temperature, and so limiting water evaporation.
All right. Can you give me some examples?
Absolutely, Melissa. Some examples include a soaker or drip irrigation hose, mulch, a rain barrel, plants, trees, and grasses, among others.
Awesome. Well, what about some items that don't qualify?
That's a great question. Non-qualifying items include construction and building materials, awnings and other items to create shade, and sprinklers, among others.
Well, Jerry, you sure did give me a lot to think about. And let me just say, my shopping list just got bigger with all these exempt items you went over.
Now remember, Melissa, as well as our listeners out there, don't forget to mark your calendars. The Water Efficient Product Sales Tax Holiday will take place Saturday, May 26th through Monday, May 28th. And please make sure to check out Tax Policy News and Publication 98-1018, Water Efficient Products Sales Tax Holiday. These are found on the controller's website.
You know, Jerry, I'm just going to go ahead and print out the publication 98-1018 and take it with me shopping. Thanks, Jerry, for going over the Water Efficient Product Sales Tax Holiday exemptions. And thank you to our listeners for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Just a reminder, the second quarter podcast is coming up next month covering exempt organizations. But in the meantime, keep checking out our Spotlight podcast for information on tax breaks and other useful information. Y'all have a great day.